Those who are serious about the Christian life desire to grow. In other words, they want to bear fruit, as many of you who are here today do. And so maybe you feel a strong desire in your heart to feel and draw closer to the Lord. But to bear fruit can mean many things in the life of a Christian. But imagine bearing the type of fruit that Jesus speaks about today in the gospel. Imagine growing 100-fold in prayer, in intimacy with the Lord. 100-fold in the virtues, such as patience and humility. Or 100-fold in loving our neighbor. Imagine how different we would be. How different St. Peter's would be. How different the world would be. But what are the obstacles that prevent us from growing as we ought? What are the types of rocky ground we can encounter which either kill the fruit or prevent it from fully flourishing? The Exodus story for our first reading today can give us an insight. See, the Exodus story isn't just a story that happened many, many years ago, but St. Paul saw it as a reflection of the Christian life. And so if we heed the story of the Exodus, we will realize that its truths pertain to us here in the 21st century. So context is everything for understanding the story we hear today. Imagine that you are an Israelite and generations of your people have been put under cruel slavery for hundreds and hundreds of years. But then you encounter the power of God through Moses. You see the plagues ravage Egypt. You see the Nile turn blood red. You see the sky completely darkened. And you witness the death of every firstborn who do not consume the Passover lamb. Then you literally walk through the Red Sea. You see right before your eyes the water receding and creating a pathway for you. And you see the Egyptians being destroyed in their fury. What would be your initial response? Gratitude? Joy? And indeed, yesterday, that's what we heard. Sing praise to the Lord. He has done wondrous things. But how would you respond 1 month after? Listen to how the Israelites responded. If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fills of bread. But you, Moses, have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly of hunger. What a radical shift. See, they raise two objections. Really, they're desiring the past slavery and they had a distrust of God. Right? They're saying, man, we wish we were back in slavery because at least we could eat bread back then. And they distrusted God. They're saying, God didn't lead us out to save us at all. He's just trying to kill us. And so the Christian life can become very similar to this. We can have a radical conversion or powerful experience of God, which changes our life. And we respond immediately with gratitude and joy. But when we begin to walk through the wilderness of purification, we can fall back into the desire for slavery. Gee, I miss that old life that I had. It seems a lot more fun than this discipline, repentance, and self-denial. Kind of wish I was living in that slavery again. Or after we experience the abundance of God's love and mercy, we can begin to distrust His love. Wow. Seems like the closer I go to God, it seems like life actually gets harder. It doesn't seem like He's taking care of me anymore. And now I don't know if I even want to trust Him. Those are the lies of the enemy. The same tactics He used with Adam and Eve, He uses with the Israelites, He uses with you. He tries to make you miss what you don't have. And He tries to make you lose your trust in God. Therefore, we truly desire to bear fruit. We must not abide in the rocky ground of desire for slavery or distrust in God, but rather we must abide in Christ. By abiding in the soil of His sacred heart, we will truly bear the fruit He has called us to bear. For He says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him will bear much fruit.